via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has confirmed that she will travel to Asia. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has confirmed that she will visit four Asian countries this week, but there was no mention of a possible stop in Taiwan. Such a visit has angered Beijing. China claims Taiwan as its own territory. Pelosi says that she is leading a congressional delegation to Singapore, Malaysia, South Korea, and Japan. Taiwan and China split in 1949. Both sides say they are one country, but they disagree over which government is entitled to national leadership. Washington is obligated by federal law to see that Taiwan has the means to defend itself. A Taiwan visit by Pelosi would make her the highest-ranking elected American official to visit Taiwan since a visit by former House Speaker Newt Gingrich in 1997. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Heavy Russian strikes hit the southern Ukrainian port city of Mykolaiv overnight and early on Sunday. The local governor said the owner of one of the country's largest grain-exporting companies, Oleksiy Vatatursky, was killed along with his wife. President Volodymyr Zelensky described Vatatursky's death as, quote, a great loss for all of Ukraine, end quote. Zelensky said Saturday in his video address that Ukraine's government has decided on a mandatory evacuation of people in the eastern Donetsk region. He said the hundreds of thousands of people still in combat zones in the larger Donbas region also needed to leave. Meanwhile, Russia's President Vladimir Putin signed a new naval doctrine which cast the United States as Russia's main rival and set out Russia's global maritime ambitions for crucial areas such as the Arctic and in the Black Sea. This is VOA News. Part of Beirut's massive port grain silos, damaged in the 2020 blast, collapsed after being on fire for weeks, AP correspondent Naomi Shannon reports.
The massive structure finally fell after fermenting grains caught fire in the summer heat. It was not immediately clear if anyone was injured. The 50-year-old giant silo survived the Beirut blast 2 years ago, which killed over 200 people and wounded more than 6,000, shielding the western part of the city from further damage. But while general director of the port silo, Assad Haddad, said that everything is under control, Youssef Malah of the Civil Defense Department believes other parts of the same northern block are still at risk, and that other section of the giant ruin could also collapse. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Thousands of followers of an influential Shiite cleric have stormed into Iraq's parliament to protest government formation efforts led by his rivals from Iran-backed groups. The protesters, followers of Muqtada al-Sadr, used ropes and chains to topple cement walls around the heavily fortified green zone Saturday, then flooded into the assembly building. It's the second such breach this week. Iraqi security forces used tear gas and sound bombs to try to repel the demonstrators. The protesters now say they are staging an open-ended sit-in inside the parliament. Some residents of the U.S. state of Kentucky returned to their communities Saturday to shovel mud and debris and to salvage what they could after major flash flooding last week. Meanwhile, Kentucky's governor said search and rescue operations were ongoing in the region swamped by torrential rains. One resident says floodwater swept away her house. The basketball player who won a record 11 NBA titles and overcame racism to become the league's first black superstar and civil rights activist has died. Bill Russell died Sunday at the age of 88. Russell was the first black coach in North American sport and the first to win a title. In 2013, at the 50th anniversary commemoration of the March on Washington, Russell said the fight for civil and economic rights is ongoing.
We can never accept the status quo until the word progress is taken out of our vocabulary.
Russell was the first black player inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame and was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2011 for his civil rights and basketball achievements. And recapping our top story, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has confirmed that she will travel to Asia, four Asian countries this week, but no mention of a possible stop in Taiwan. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.